the Fed wasn't around as in Nevada, as we know it, at that time. So most of the clothing is from the 19th century and 20th century. Mm-hmm. But if I can go down there and I'm interested in like an 1870s gown, I can look at the interior, see how it was put together, if it was machine sewn, if it was hand sewn, what kind of boning was being used, that kind of thing.
And they'll actually let you get inside the guts of the dress. They'll let you have access to that.
Not every museum lets you do that or has things for you to do that with. You have to call ahead and schedule appointments and sort of say, you know, what you're doing. Most museums won't let you take pictures or publication. So, like, I can't put the pictures of my research on my blog, for instance, but I can use them for personal stuff. Every museum's different. And from there, a lot, like, it depends on making the dress. Sometimes there's patterns that already exist, very accurate patterns that are developed by other members of the costuming community. In fact, I just got one by Larkin and Smith that is for a mid-18th century English cut gown. And it's just insanely historically accurate. They sent this book with it, a beautiful spiral-bound book that goes through how to put this thing together the period way. So the correct fabric widths to use, the correct stitches to use, and where. They even sent pins with the pattern to pin your dress clothes, you know, accurate closures. So that's like the top of the line there. Or you can go to the big fabric store and get a dress pattern that's sort of, it depends on, you know, how accurate you want to be, a dress pattern that you can alter to make more accurate or just make it up on how it is. Sometimes those are surprisingly well put together as far as historical accuracy goes. It's a personal journey for everybody, I think. Some people don't really care so much about that. Some people do. You know, the materials, the way that's put together is very important. So everybody sort of has their own measure there.
And in terms of if you were going to go from scratch, making a historical